we are in a rural environment. We're driving into what looks like part of a farm, but it's got several long, low buildings. Certainly this is about as inconspicuous as you could get. It's completely not what I expected, but somehow it sort of makes sense.
I'm Andrew Cross, a private investigator for Answers Investigation.
So we're in your offices here in just south of Guildford, and we're in a back room, and I noticed on the way in that there's a sign on the door saying forensics do not enter.
Right, yes. It combines as a meeting room, and also we do our fingerprinting in here. So sometimes we often have prints that are drying when we've treated the paper items with chemicals.
This was clearly a whole new level of technical capability. As it turned out, Andrew also appeared to fulfil a role similar to James Bond's Q, who invented 007's gadgets. He didn't need much prompting to show me some of his favourites.
I've got a bit of an engineering background, and I quite enjoy putting cameras into different things. So depending on what job we have, I will go and create a system for that job.
So just describe what you've got here.
Okay, this is a standard Costa coffee cup. What I've done with it is, in here we have a very small camera, about 2 inches long. You've got a memory card inside there. And obviously you can see the hole is probably only about 3 millimeters. You just drill it through. You power it on, and then you can put it in this cup. I've actually weighted the cup down with some batteries in the bottom there. Very basic. You fit the lid on. You generally hold it like that. So you've got your aiming mark there, so you know where you're pointing it roughly. That's nice and solid. We do find that the Costa cups are very good, but also they're probably one of the most commonly seen ones. So you can walk down the road perhaps with a camera and a cup. You know, nobody really looks twice at a cup.
Then he crossed the room, opened a metal grill, and took some things from a cupboard. When he returned to the table, he laid out a range of random everyday objects with a twist.
OK, this one, same sort of principle. Standard pizza boxes from an unbranded company. That's the one I've converted there. So it's the second box down. Pop the camera in, put a little bit of tape over it. And we also have a red polo shirt and a cap. The idea is that if you want to find out who's opening the door at a particular address, you'd maybe go and get a fresh pizza to put in this box so that you've got a genuine smell of pizza. You turn up at the address. Is this number 42? And it's blatantly not. Hopefully then you get a bit of rapport with the person behind the door. Maybe it's someone who's not supposed to be residing at the address. You'd make your excuses and apologise for being so stupid and go off. Same principle, just adapting everyday items to be able to hide a small camera.
Andrew agreed to take me on what he called a ride-along. We went bouncing off along the country lanes in the direction of a nearby town, armed with a state-of-the-art camera. Our mission? It was complicated and confidential, but basically we had to establish whether a car, a Land Rover, was still parked outside a house.
Very, very basic today. It's a difficult spot to sit and watch for a long time, as you'll see, because there's only about 3 or 4 houses down the road and there's nowhere really to sit in the vehicle. So it'll involve a quick drive past and a photograph of the vehicle on the drive.
And this is where the subject lives?
Not far away. Yeah, not too far away.
Do you know that he's at this address, or you just suspect he's here?
We've seen the vehicle there, and we believe it's been driven by one of his family members. That's there.
So there was a Land Rover there?